Hey guys, you're listening to The Freshman Experience. I'm your host, Sid, and this week we have Haley back again, and our topic is quarantining on campus.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, quarantine. So before we get into that, we just had a few more icebreakers. Let's see. So question number one, as a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
It's very, like, in preschool, the very first thing I wanted to be was I want to be a veterinarian.
Oh. So,
didn't end up working out, though. Can't do science. Science is not my thing.
Oh. When I was younger, I wanted to be, like, a fashion designer, like, for a very long time. But then that dream kind of, like, went away. Because I was leaning more towards, like, fashion model. So.
Okay.
No.
And no, with the red heart.
Yeah, body image issues kicked in. It's like, no.
Yeah.
Another great question we got was, if your major wasn't what it is right now, I know your major, but it's just a really long name, what would it be?
If I had to pick another major, honestly, I would say communications, because I do like when I'm watching but like when I'm watching soccer, and like in my head I'm like commentating I'm commentating on the game in my head, and I don't know, I like it. I think it's interesting. I love what you're doing, so I think I would definitely go into communications if I wasn't so passionate about teaching.
Gotcha. I have to say my second choice was along the lines of like social work. I guess that's a little different from communications, but this one sounded really fun. And then social work was kind of like psychology, sociology type stuff. And I see what my roommate does. It's like, I'm glad I chose this path. And the last one was, it's kind of along the lines of like, I don't know if you have any scars, but like, what's your best scar story? Do you have any
scar story?
Yeah.
I do. I have one scar. It's on my eyebrow. It looks like it's like a Y on my eyebrow, and it's so like my eyebrow's a little messed up. If you actually look at it, yeah, like close up, you can see like there's a Y. So growing up, I wear contacts and glasses and all that. So when I was playing sports for the longest time, I had like goggles. And I had them up until ninth grade. But I know we were all running back to get back on defense, and somebody on the other team tripped me. And I wasn't expecting it. So I face planted. And when I did, the way that I landed, the goggles pinched my skin and it cut open my eyebrow. So here I am just bleeding on the court. I didn't realize it until I saw the blood filling my goggles.
Oh, ew.
Yeah. So I was like, why am I seeing red? And then I go and I touch up there. I'm like, oh, my eyebrow's open.
Oh my goodness.
And I didn't even get stitches. They glued it back together. It was it's such a weird sensation.
Yeah.
So weird.
I had stitches. So on my left elbow, when I was younger, I was like six. There's like this little like zip line thing on the playground at school. And my hands were really sweaty. It was hot. And a girl punched me and I fell, and my elbow hit like the pole that was like supporting it and dislocated my elbow. So you might ask if I get that Vine reference a lot. So I get a lot of people that say, no, Sid, I don't care that you broke your elbow.
Oh no.
So I have a scar, but that's the only one that I know of. All right, so into today's topic, which again is quarantine on campus. Just got some questions for Miss Haley. So we'll start with, how did you end up in quarantine?
So I ended up in quarantine because I was contact traced. So I was in contact with somebody who tested positive. Unfortunately, it ended up being somebody on my team. Mm-hmm. I don't know the details. I don't know anything. I just know we were in the same pod. They are positive, so we all were contact traced.
Gotcha. So, yeah. My next question was just, was it nice?
Was it nice? Okay.
Was it nice?
Yes and no. Like, no, obviously no. Quarantine sucked. It was the worst. I think the worst was that I literally had 45 minutes to pack up my stuff and get over to Fennell.
When you were first contacted about, like, oh, you've been infected, get out.
Yeah. Yeah. When I got the call, and I was literally watching Criminal Minds in my friend, and I get a phone call, and I leave the room, so I'm not bothering anybody. So I'm sitting in the hallway, and they're like, oh, by the way, you've been in contact with somebody. Like, you got to go into quarantine.
Oh, my God. I would hate
that. Like, yeah, you got to be over there by 4:45. I said, it's almost 4 o'clock. And I was like,
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wait, why don't you tell people about your meal situation?
Okay.
His meals work in quarantine.
It was, okay, so the first night that I was there, so I was got moved in around 5:30. So by that time, usually they already had a dinner order sent out. But the guy just told me, just go order dinner. I had to email the Cooper Dining Hall and tell them what I wanted off of a menu from just the regular dining hall menu. So, and I had to get breakfast too, but they only did cold for just the first couple days. So I think I just got chicken tenders and fries the first night. And I also ordered cereal and milk. And I was just expecting like a little thing of cereal and a little thing of milk. They sent me a whole box of Reese's Puffs and a whole carton of almond milk.
Oh my goodness.
So that lasted me a little bit. But other than that, every day I had to fill out a form and send and email it to Cooper what I wanted for the next day. So if I was ordering for Tuesday, I'd have to do it Monday before noon. Oh, and it was all cold, so I had to heat it up.
Where did you heat it up?
There was two microwaves in the lobby, and you had to wipe them down before and after. Mm-hmm. There was always extra food on the table in the lobby, like cookies, snacks, little things. And there was a fridge. So any leftover food there was in the fridge, it was stocked. Wraps, PB&Js, pasta, whatever was for dinner and lunch, basically. A lot of drinks, too. Sometimes it was delivered to my door. Sometimes I had to go down to the lobby. It kind of changed a lot.
How did you know when you had to go down to get it?
If they didn't knock on my door.
Gotcha.
Pretty much. That was that, yeah.
Did this affect your in-person class? Like, did you have any in-person classes?
I had one. But by the time I was in quarantine, so I went in on a Friday, and my in-person classes are Tuesday, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time the weekend came around, I think we totally switched to online. So yeah. It didn't.
Oh, well,
yeah,
that's perfect, yeah. I guess. So as far as all of your classes, now that they were kind of put all online, did just being in that room affect your schoolwork? Like, did you find motivation to do things?
No, I had zero motivation to do anything because I was waking up and doing the same thing every single day, and I had zero human interaction besides like passing somebody when I was picking up my food, but. The only time I ever spoke was when I was in class in a Zoom meeting, or if like one of you guys FaceTimed me.
Yeah,
like, that was literally it. It was so bad.
What did you do with your free time?
My free time, I did a lot of my work. I know I said I had no motivation, but I did my work. I binge watched One Tree Hill. Did that. I watched a documentary, My Brother Jordan. Highly recommend. It's on YouTube. It is so, so good.
I heard it's good. I saw it all over TikTok and I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's why, yeah, I watched it one night. I listened to music. I talked to JC. I don't know. It was like the same thing every day.
Oh yeah.
and trying to figure out when I was getting out.
Oh yeah. Tell everybody about your getting out story.
So the paper, wait, I think I still have the paperwork. Okay. So they gave us this packet. Obviously, only you and I can see it, but
See.
they gave us this paperwork. Most of it's just COVID stuff. But I had to do a daily quarantine monitoring symptom checker. So I had to check my temperature every day. I tested negative. I did not have COVID, just to clarify.
Right.
I was fine. I had no symptoms. Okay. So on this packet, they have three bullets basically: self-quarantine, mandatory quarantine, and isolation. I was technically mandatory quarantine. So in the packet that our Oswego gave me, it said mandatory quarantine. This is what we will do to those who have been contact traced back to a positive case. This will be for a period of 7 to 14 days, regardless of negative test results. Minimal 7 days, presuming negative test results and no symptoms. I had a negative test result and I had no symptoms. I was in there for 13 days when this paperwork said 7.
Oh my goodness.
But then the State Department, who I had to call a couple times, they told me that it was 2 weeks since my exposure. So I was exposed on a Tuesday, but didn't go into quarantine until a Friday. So I was supposed to be released on September 22nd. And I can leave. You can leave when you get your email from the state. Not from Oswego, not from like Mary Walker Health. It has to be from the State Department. I didn't get an email. So now it's Wednesday. And I'm like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do? Who am I supposed to talk to? Like, I had no idea. And so I think I emailed Mary Walker Health, and they told me I needed to wait for the State Department email. I was like, yeah, I know I need the email, but I don't have it.
Yeah. Yes.
And even they said they called me on Wednesday and asked if I was out. And I was like, no, I'm not out. Like, I'm still here. I don't have an email. Like, oh, like you were scheduled to go on the 22nd. And I was like, well, I can't. And they basically told me to just sit and wait for the email. Yeah. So then Wednesday came and went. So Thursday, I woke up. I said, I'm getting out of here. Can't do this anymore. I'm leaving. Either way. So I emailed the guy, Sean, who's running the quarantine building. And I was like, who can I email? Who can I call to like get this figured out? He never responded. So I talked to my friend who she knows, I don't know. She does a lot of stuff with public health and everything, so she knows her stuff. And we figured out what the phone number was for like the Oswego County Health Department. So I called them, explained the situation. They transferred me to a COVID nurse, and then that trans they transferred me to a Oswego COVID nurse. And she was like, oh yeah, like you were scheduled to get that email like Tuesday. Like, you didn't get anything? No, I didn't get anything. That's why I'm calling you. So literally within 5 seconds of saying that, she's like, oh, like I'll resend it. Like, don't even stress it. I get the email. I said, okay, thank you. Hung up,
One.
packed. I already had all my stuff packed. I had packed it all Monday. So like, yeah, I was ready to go. And I didn't tell anybody that I got out. I surprised everybody.
Oh yeah, that's right. Micaiah texted me like, come downstairs, it's an emergency, and I was like, what? So like I ran. I guess, but when I saw you, I think my favorite part of your experience was your chair. You had to watch the sunset. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so everybody gives me a lot of crap because I enjoy sunsets and I appreciate watching them. And yes, I know cute my roommate's laughing at me because they all do it.
She had a sunset chair.
So because I was in a room by myself, I had two chairs. So I had my one chair stay at my desk, and then I had another chair that I just kept in front of my window. So sun was setting around 7 during quarantine. So I'd eat dinner, and then I play a playlist, And I would watch the sunset because that literally kept me going every single day. Now I couldn't see the sun. I literally could not see the sun, but I could see like the colors and everything. And it was just like, even though cause, like quarantine was mentally quarantine was like mentally draining. Like it's like those sunsets like every day. I was like, okay, I guess this isn't that bad.
Oh,
So
where were you?
sunsets kept me going.
Funnel?
I was in Fennell, yeah. I was on room 404.
Oh.
So I could see the quad. I could kind of see the lake to my right. If anybody saw in Fennell a room or a window that had a yellow circle, that was my room. I did that in post-it notes.
We just did a circle.
Yeah, I didn't know what else to do. I didn't have a lot of post-it notes, so I just did a circle. But
All right.
yeah, sunsets, they kept me going every day. I looked forward to them, and there was a lot of them. There was a lot of nice ones. So yeah.
Inspiring to those in quarantine that may be listening to this.
I promise it sucks, but eventually you'll get out. You just got to push through it.
All right, well, that brings us to the Q&A section. I did get one question from my friend at home. She asked if I miss playing sports. Of course, I miss playing sports. I miss my teammates more. I miss the bonds and the jokes and the bus rides. Those are so much fun. And I guess if I could have played in college, I might have, like, it would have taken a lot, probably more talent on my end, but I'm small town good.
Yeah, I hear you. I'll definitely miss basketball. It'll be weird not playing basketball for the very first time in my life.
Yeah, well, all right, that brings us to the end of episode 5. Thank you, Haley, for coming back and doing that with me. Super fun.
Of course. Always happy to help.
All right. Well, I'm gonna put stuff up on my Instagram for you guys to swipe up and actually give me stuff.
Yeah, swipe up, interact, let's
I'm
go.
in need of topics. I'm running out of stuff to talk about. Give me stuff. But all right. You guys stay safe. Wear your masks. Last word to you, Haley.
Mask up or pack up.